substitutes for donated blood. Blood donation takes 45 minutes and saves lives. Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation, it's about life.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says, we'll see some clouds, we'll see some sun. It'll be breezy and cool today, high of 62. 54 on Friends Plaza. Ed'll have details on the weather after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Republican Congressman Tim Johnson of Urbana voted against the financial market bailout that failed in the U.S. House yesterday. His press secretary, Phil Bloomer, says House leaders who crafted the compromise bill over the weekend failed to listen to the concerns of their rank-and-file members.
I think that was part of the problem with this bill, is that the leadership was not listening to the rank and file. And I think this is a resounding victory for the American people. And it shows that their voices can be heard. This is a bipartisan rejection of leadership and the executive branch's decisions. And it shows that they can think for themselves. God bless them for it.
Bloomer says Johnson wants a bailout bill that doesn't use taxpayer money to rescue mortgage-based securities, but instead repackages those securities so they're more attractive for the private sector to buy. Bloomer says requiring government-backed insurance and offering tax credits for purchases could help. Bloomer says Johnson also favors more government oversight of financial markets. Johnson was one of nine of the Illinois congressional delegation who voted against the bailout bill. Nine others voted for it, and Republican Jerry Weller did not vote. In Indiana, the vote was 6-3 against the bailout bill. Three church watchdog groups are calling on Belleville Bishop Edward Braxton to permit an outside audit of diocesan finances to determine if money exists to pay a $5 million sex abuse judgment. Dave Clohesi of the St. Louis-based Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests said yesterday an outside audit is needed because the diocese may be hiding assets. In August, a St. Clair County jury awarded $5 million to former altar boy James Wisniewski of Champaign during the civil trial. Wisniewski testified that beginning about when he was about 13, he was sexually abused for years by the Reverend Raymond Kaunaki of DuPo. The diocese says it will appeal the judgment. Braxton refused to comment yesterday on the audit request. Republican congressional candidate Martin Ozinga III is denying any ethical violation in connection with a $10,000 donation he made to Democratic Governor Rod Blagojevich. Ozinga, owner of a Mokena-based concrete company, said yesterday he told the Chicago Tribune editorial board the money was donated so that he and other concrete industry officials could meet with the governor to express their concerns to him about state construction projects. Democratic State Senator Debbie Halverson of Crete, Ozinga's rival for the 11th congressional district seat being vacated by Republican Jerry Weller, said Monday the December 2005 donation to Blagojevich represented the style of pay-to-play politics that has dominated discussion of ethics reform in the state. Ozinga said he regretted contributing to Blagojevich. The biggest gift in the history of a Champaign home for troubled children and teens will help build a new facility. Cunningham Children's Home has received a $500,000 gift from Richard and Roseanne Noel. The money will go toward an $8 million campaign to replace an outdated school and recreation facility on its campus in Urbana. President Marlon Livingston says a new building would help teachers and others focus more on their students and less on the facility's shortcomings.
There's a lot of new technologies that can be put in place to assure line-of-sight supervision, and if we need to take some children out of the classroom that might be struggling with behaviors or emotions, we're able to take them out of the classroom in a safe way to another area where we can process with them kind of on a one-on-one basis.
Livingston says Cunningham's capital campaign will go on until it raises $20 million to build and pay off debt. It's gotten the support of former Illinois basketball coach Lou Henson and former Illini star Kendall Gill, who have raised more than $1.4 million so far. An earthquake that shook much of the Midwest months ago is giving the Metro East area school district some financial overshocks. Officials in East Alton say the April quake caused as much as $1.2 million in damage to the gymnasium in one of its elementary schools. The district has earthquake insurance, but school officials say the insurer won't pay because it claims the tremor wasn't what caused the long vertical cracks in the gymnasium. The school system has hired a law firm in hopes of recovering those costs, which could take years, but the district says it's assessing options ranging from tearing down the structure without rebuilding, building a new gym, or retrofitting the damaged one with steel. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
It's 8:35, and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. The 48th anniversary of the debut of Flintstones in prime time, and Ed, I was doing a little searching around here and found that these all were prime time shows at one time or the other. Huckleberry Hound, Yogi Bear, Quick Draw McGraw, Top Cat, The Jetsons, The Flintstones, and Bugs Bunny.
Really?
And they all appeared at one time or other as a primetime series. Not all successful, but The Flintstones ran for many years, as did Bugs Bunny.
Well, as we were saying last hour, The Flintstones had to run for many years because I remember it in prime time, and I was not alive for the debut in 1960.
And I think it was always a primetime series, while some of these others, or most of these others, migrated to Saturday morning.
Well, I remember all of those cartoons, but Flintstones is the only one I actually remember in prime time.
Yeah. Well, we have some prime weather as